Welcome everybody to the Wednesday night call. We are about ready to go live on BBS. It's so awesome. We do have somebody from the audience who is donating the cost for this being broadcast on BBS radio. The Wednesday call and also the Sunday call. Good evening, welcome to the BBS call. We are about to get live on BBS radio. Please stay here with us for a moment. Okay, Dave, this is the point where I need you. Hold on 1 second. Here you are. Dave.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any good news to share with us?
Yes. It seems that we are striving for perfection and slow to getting there.
We will get there, yes. It's just
and we're also practicing our patience. Some of us probably doing better than others. And do we have any idea how many people are on the line as of now?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Vin.
Yes.
All right. I'm just checking now.
Shall I turn off the recorder and start over with it?
No, it's still, well, you probably should, yes, go ahead.
Your conference recording has stopped.
Well,
let me just
tell everybody why we're having all this problem right now is because this is our first Wednesday on BBS radio. And the first time you do something, things go wrong, and we had different instructions. So you guys have to excuse us. Let me see here. I don't know.
I'm on the line.
You're
I'm on the
line.
Conference line.
You are? Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
welcome to the call, Terry. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for being here.
You're welcome. It's nice to hear your voice.
Thank you, Terry.
And it's nice to feel everybody's energy on the call.
And we had a Dave from Indiana who was assisting with greeting the people on the call tonight. Thank you, Dave.
Okay. I am going to start, okay? I think we're muted.
Yes. Tell me when you want me to start the recorder.
Muted.
Do we have Daphne on tonight?
No, we're unmuted.
Muted.
Okay. No, Daphne is not here.
Yeah, okay. Start the recorder.
3, 2, 1.
This conference is being recorded.
Welcome, everybody. It's 6:10. This is September 5th, 2012. My name is Wynn Free, and, you know, we're putting new energies together tonight. And every time there's something new, it's a matter of getting the energies to flow into that new situation, and there's always some hassles. So here we are. Not too bad, though. It's 6:11. If you're on BBS, thank you for listening. And thank you all for being here. And Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
Are you ready?
Yes. As ready as I'll ever be.
As ready as you'll never be, right?
Right. It's not me doing it, and so it's like getting ready to get out of the way.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm going to call in the light. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxy.
Excuse me. Daphne's
yes.
calling me.
Doesn't matter. Let's keep going. Keep going. Through the center of the universe, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of one infinite creator. We are joyful to connect and to be available to each and every one of you who is within the sound of the voice, whether it is on a replay or whether it is on the BBS call or whether it is on the conference line. And we are thankful to be here and with you and with each and every one of you who wishes us to be with you. And we ask if you have questions.
First question is, if someone has died, and they're already dead, of course, is there some assistance in placing them in the light? My brother Mark was murdered in Houston in 1991, and I had contact with him in dream state for about 3 or 4 years after his death. I have also recognized the odor of his brand of cigarettes when I had been alone in the car on many occasions over the years. Will putting him in the love light assist him, or is that something we use to help those only in the physical? And that's from Melissa in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Thank you for your question. You have been getting visitations from him, and he comes to visit you, and he receives solace from being in your presence or near you. It helps that you can send love light to him. It is just not a physical thing. It is also between we are getting calls from Daphne. Give us a moment. When one is so connected by the bond of love with another, it is that love that brings the two back together. And it is not just in the physical that the love starts between soul to soul, and it is in the other realm, not only in the physical, but it occurs in all of the realms. It is this love that eventually brings people back together, or even animals back together. So the answer to your question is, it definitely helps to be able to send thought bite to the individual wherever the individual is. One of the things that happens in the third density is the people have the individual so connected up with the vision of their body that they do not realize that the person, the awareness, is there with or without the body. So often when one goes to visit somebody in a hospital, they think that the other person is unconscious and is not hearing them. They think the other person has left when the other person has died. But the connection is still there. And very often, when the person stays around a little bit, the person that has died, they can hear the other individuals talking in the physical realm. And very often, individuals who have died do not know that they have died. And so sometimes it's very disconcerting not knowing that they have died and they're hearing the conversation and they're trying to answer and they can't answer. So if one has any telepathic ability and a loved one has gone to the other side, there can be a very great opening to continue to communicate with that person. So even if the person has gone to the higher realm, placing the love light around them can be very supportive of them. That is our answer.
Thank you. We have a question from Jennifer in Bristol, Vermont. And she's a planetary healing, and she says with her training wheels, and she's getting very significant signs in her dreams. For years and years, she's been dreaming every once in a while needing to rescue baby animals in some sort of peril. Over the last few days, every dream now is about baby animals in peril. It seems the spirit is sending me a message, and what I'm putting together from where my attention is being drawn is that we may be on the brink of something, perhaps war with Iran, and many innocent lives may soon be lost. Is my dream prophetic? Is it intuition, or is it something else?
Dreams have three or even four sources. One is spirit message, one is inner workings, one is premonition, and one is visitation from the other side. So one of the things, if it is premonition, waiting and seeing can be the solution to that. Now, when one has a premonition dream, it is often more lucid, wherein there may be color in it, and it may be very vibrant. And when you wake up, it stays with you. And can you let us know where this person lives?
Yes. She lives in Bristol, Vermont.
Thank you. Give us a moment. We suggest having a dream journal so that when you wake, you can write down the details, the date and the time and the details between the waking and the sleep state, so that when you first wake up, write down what you remember, because you may be able to pick up even more if you are in that state. Give us a moment. In the consensus reality at this time, there is a lot of concern about whether there are going to be earth changes on the 21st of December 2012. And the concerns in consensus reality do spread to all of the people who are anyway sensitive. And so they may be, you may be picking up concerns out of the consensus reality. Now, whether this will actually move into earth changes right at this time is another whole question. Each section, each place on earth is a different setting, a different set of forces. And so as we move into that, there may be some areas would experience things and other areas wouldn't. We do not see a major calamity at that time.
Thank you. This is from Roger Mack, and his question has to do with comprehending the term vibration, which is often used to describe the quality of a being or a group. The Ra and Elohim are said to be of higher vibration, while we in third density are lower. The same context is used in the Ra and many channeled materials. However, the term vibration is very physical. By definition, it involves time as in frequency. So in Ra'an's terms, what exactly is vibrating? Is it the electromagnetic field, the etheric field, the quantum string, or something else? And if so, can this vibration be expressed in numerical value, such as in hertz, for 3D, Ra, Elohim, and lower entities? And another question that I'll add to that is, when we can feel the energy coming into this realm, as often happens on these calls, when we feel that energy, is that something that can be measured in frequency? Or can you share something about the nature of the energy that comes in that many people can feel on this line? Thank you.
Thank you. The energies which we describe in terms of frequency, in terms of being very, very high, are similar to the range. So if there was a range, those in the sound of my voice are hearing certain frequencies. And as we speak through Terry, these frequencies go higher and lower and higher and lower. And as we go really, really high in, it's a similar frequency, a similar vibration to the sound of the voice, you move into a higher range of colors, and you move into the ultraviolet, and then you move beyond where the normal person can sense the frequencies in terms of any of the senses in a human being. We move then higher, so that what is vibrating is the auric field of the individual extending up from the crown chakra, and it is a very small movement. By comparison, the sound of the voice is a very large movement of the air. But when we get up to the higher vibration, there is part of this is a sense of color, of a very light pink color, which is a movement back and forth, a vibration that is moving at a very fast rate. And as you move up past that, the rate is even higher, so that the molecules move. It's a very slight disturbance in the field as the input information comes into manifestation and then stops and comes into manifestation and stops. It is creation and progress. And as we then manifest at this very high rate of frequency of repeating information, packets of information being brought into your field, then you, as you grow and expand and move up in your awareness, you can begin to become aware of this very high sense, this very high slight vibration that is very fast. It is this way that we impart communication in connecting with your realm. Could you read the other part of the question?
Yes, the other part of the question is, what is vibrating in these frequencies? Is it the etheric field, the electromagnetic field, the quantum string, or something else?
We see that the whole is vibrating. The quantum string is the closest to us. The etheric field is vibrating and forming concepts, manifestation. The physical actually is also vibrating, although it is beyond the range that the person can generally sense. But through attending these calls, they can become more familiar with how to sense the higher vibrations. When one leaves the higher realms and moves into the earth plane and is surrounded by the gross vibrations, the growth manifestations in the third density, then they focus on that, and then they do not connect so easily in all cases with the higher movements. However, the higher movements are still there. It is just a matter that the person has not focused upon them.
Thank you. This is an interesting question from Matt Savino, and his question is, has to do with, just to mention, it's our understanding that originally, when this realm was created, the Elohim could come in and visit or blend or connect with a being in this realm, or maybe not even a being, just to be here as energy, and they could go back and forth between their realm and our realm. And maybe we could have some clarification about that particular concept before I ask the rest of the question.
Thank you. When one goes back, comes into the third density realm, and then they go back into the higher realm, this, when an individual first has their first venture into the third density, is easier to do than after they have had many trips into the third density, because when they move into the third density, they tend to pick up vibrations. They tend to pick up concepts, they tend to pick up patterns, and they tend to pick up other energies of other beings that then make a web of connection, which then binds them more and more into the third density. And it becomes harder and harder for them to move back and forth because they are carrying all this baggage with them. That is her answer.
So Matt's particular question is, if an Elohim soul should move into this density and share space with a being, and that being should have intercourse, is that something that particularly traps the soul in this realm? There was something like that that was said, I believe, in the Raw Material or Edgar Casey. As I recall, they didn't use the word Elohim. They said the word the Logos. But could you explain that process?
Yes. We do not like to think that there is a uniform thing that happens in all cases. We would rather, as we look at it, we see that it depends upon the individual, how many times the individual has moved into the realm, how much baggage the individual has taken on, and whether the individual is going to be ethical or unethical, and if they're unethical in certain circumstances concerning sex, then they can pick up heavier duty hang-ups in the area that then make it harder for them to be a pure soul. One, when they are in the higher dimensions, the higher densities, before they come into the third density, they tend to be very pure and very loving and very aware. Does this shed some light on it?
Yes. When a soul comes into this realm and gets trapped here, is there sadness on the part of the celestial Elohim when that occurs?
We do have sadness and yearning and longing for the connection. And we do see that individuals tend to forget about the higher realms in their home and begin to think that they are alone. And we see that it is their own making, their own shutdown, their own cutoff that then encapsulates them in their aloneness. And we yearn for them. Our energy hearts ache for them, that they can recover their give and take, and they can recover their memory of how beautiful it is to connect and to love and to be loved and to let go of their alone encapsulation.
Thank you. I have a question from Cameron in Memphis, Tennessee. And, you know, he asked a question to the Elohim about worship, and that question is answered in the Creator God book, where it was said that the Elohim really didn't like worship, that worship created a separation, that the essence of the answer was that the Elohim was really a higher aspect of us, and we're a lower aspect of them, but in the law of one, we're all the same energy, and worship creates separation. Well, Cameron is asking about the one infinite creator. And, you know, there's a concept that would go into people's minds. This is me making a comment. Well, maybe the one infinite creator is greater than the Elohim, and that maybe the one infinite creator likes being worshipped. So Cameron's question is, does the one infinite creator also irksome to be worshipped as well?
The one infinite creator is part and a parcel of everything. And it is our view that the one infinite creator has the ability to love and to create and to destroy, and that the one infinite creator is infinite love in the manifestations and in the connection with the all that is in manifestation, and loves dearly all of its creatures, and the one infinite creator is a part and parcel of the essence of everything, and is loving for all of its creatures, and we feel in that is the answer, that it has no separation between all of its parts, and so it cannot like to be worshipped, because worship means that there is a separation between the worshiper and the worship, and there is no separation between the one infinite creator and all. Does that answer the question?
I think it did. It does. How did the idea of worship come about, which is so prevalent in all religions?
One of the ways it came about was that in the Jewish religion, times were very, very hard. It was very hard to make a life, to have the crops grow bountifully every year. Things were very hard. And so one would interiorize into the planting season, and would feel separated from the rain and would then begin to ask that rain come and would then put themselves on the line asking that they could have a better life, an easier life, and that things could come easier. And if they would do this or that, or sacrifice, or do something else, maybe things would come easier. When one is in the third density, there is a duality. There is the necessity to make a living, and there are the elements which seem sometimes difficult and hard to overcome. And so the individuals place themselves in a lower category than some of the elements or some of the things they saw as the power to make things go right, to make the rain come. And they would not know what to do. And they began to feel that they were not as confident as, say, the forces that could come and bring rain, that they had to be dependent. And so by having to be dependent, they began to consider that there was something greater that they were dependent upon. And so they began to make supplication to them, to make worship as if they were not as worthy or as good, and maybe if they did something wrong, then this would bring disaster upon their community because they saw within their own life if someone in the community was derelict, that it made it very hard for everyone because it was so hard to survive in some of the circumstances people found themselves in. Does that shed some light on it?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much. Next question. Oh, let me ask one more question about that particular question. Was there a particular agenda of the negative to create worship as a way of causing people to disempower themselves?
Give us a moment. There was an agenda of the negative at various times to disempower people, to make their life more difficult, and to attempt to enslave them to bring more goods and more survival to some of the negative priests at various times, negative groups that would follow the idea of one of the leaders of their group and feel that that was the necessary protocol, that the warlords that would run over the country and take the farms, in a search for power and strength. So there was the predisposition of certain negative individuals. Sometimes they had a goal that they felt was important. Did they take over another country so their country could have enough to eat? Or for other reasons.
Thank you. Richard Rinaldo asks, how do and at what level do gurus do their work? And of course, when you use the word guru, you probably have as many different kinds of gurus as different kinds of people, from service to self to service to others. So I think I would add to that question, how would you distinguish the polarity of a guru? And if a guru is of positive polarity, how would that guru help someone who is their disciple?
Some gurus have a real connection with the higher realms and are able to bring in wisdom that others can follow. Like even in the Christian and other religions, the ministers and the rabbis can bring in wisdom and make a social group to help bring strength and support to their members and to make their life easier. So there are different levels of gurus and helpers and light workers. We see that some masters have mastered certain areas that are very important and bring through much information and wisdom to their followers, and the individuals can read their books and can find things that resonate with their own sense of what is right and resonate with their own orientation in ethics and in getting along with others and in how to connect and about life after death. So there are different types of gurus, so that a guru that has one foot in the higher realm can help with more, with stabilization, with the individuals from a greater standpoint than just the physical realm.
Thank you. A question on everyone's mind, many people's minds, is how do they make their connection with the higher realms once they've come to the conclusion that it's possible? Many people on this call are coming to that conclusion, and some are feeling a connection and feeling the energy. How does one, when they come to the conclusion that it's possible, and we've asked this question before, but I don't think I could ask it enough because so many people who are listening want to make that connection. So what would you advise?
We have said even on the call on the 22nd of August through Daphne to come in to the calls, particularly on the Sunday call when Wynn does his connecting with the higher sources, to come in and go through the procedure with Wynn and the process, and see if you can see the pink color. See if you can feel the love. See if you can feel the very high vibration, and to read the channeling, to read the transcripts that are available on thespiritchannel.net, and to connect with groups, to get on Team Shift, and actually get into the experience of it, to ask silently if you have someone that you wish to have healed or yourself, to ask silently for assistance and help and connection. That is our answer.
Thank you. And last question. I think we have time. We have about 2 or 3 minutes. This is from Chris in Anchorage. It's been explained previously that there is something called a 4D Earth, a 4D Earth that exists now, and that there's going to be humans who graduate and move to this 4D Earth. And some of them, most of them, will do this by having a natural death and having an astral ascension, and a very small percentage will go through what's called a physical ascension, where their bodies move, actual bodies move from here to there. So Chris is asking, is there a body? She asked this before, and she didn't think we answered it correct sufficiently. Do we see our loved ones that have passed on before us or with us? Do we have friends? And is there an all-inclusive love? What do we do in the fourth density? And is there a purpose? We may not have time to answer all of those, but see if you can touch on that.
Thank you. When one moves out of the physical and the third density and moves into the fourth density, there are connections with loved ones, and they have physical bodies which are not the same as the third density bodies, but they are made of a higher, finer vibration, like the astral body. And when one is experiencing that type of a 4D body, then they can have all of the things that they have in the 3D, but the time moves faster. In the heavenly realm, where individuals have the higher vibration body, which is a rev up of even the astral in the third density, they even can shine like diamonds, and they can have clothes, and they can have beautiful clothes with beautiful colors, and the loved ones also can meet there, and they can be together again, and it is the love that brings you together, the need for the other. When one has a need and a love, then they can use it as a honing device and can find each other and be with each other again. Could you read some of the other parts of that question?
Yes. How do we feel? How do our bodies feel?
The bodies do not feel as heavy, and they move more easily, more gracefully, and time there's not as much time between the thought and the ability to act. So things are more harmonious in that dimension. And there are other things we could get into, but that is sort of deviating away from the question. Are there other parts to that question?
Well, you know what, it's 6:58, and I think we have to sign off. So I'd like to thank you for being here, and I'd like to thank our sources for being here, and I'd like to thank BBS for putting us on tonight, and we will end this call, and we'll see you all Sunday on our grid healing. Thank you very much.